In 2014, in honor of the 10th anniversary of the Center for Biotechnology and Interdisciplinary Studies, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute partnered with the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to establish the Seymour Fox Lecture and Prize for Biotechnology Innovation. It is a local high school academic competition focused on pairing innovative ideas of local students with the resources available at Rensselaer's CBIS, which, again, if you're keeping track, is the Center for Biotechnology and Interdisciplinary Studies. There will be a quiz later. All of this is to improve life through biotechnology. The submission deadline is February 1st. We are joined now by Dr. Glenn Monasterski to tell us more. Dr. Monasterski is a professor of practice in biomedical engineering at RPI and is the principal investigator and director of the Rensselaer Center for Stem Cell Research. Doctor, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Pleasure to be here, Joe.
Thank you very much for being with us. You know, I have to say, well, let's go to the most obvious, my first question of what is biomedical engineering?
Biomedical engineering is a discipline that is interdisciplinary. It includes regenerating and healing tissues that have been challenged by disease or trauma, and it is also using nanotechnology and stem cell biology.
So when we bring in students in with this particular effort, what are we ultimately trying to do? The best case scenario that comes out of it is what?
Well, we were all in high school once, and back in the day when you and I were in high school,
right,
technology was not something that we were exposed to.
We had
bring
calculators.
In, yeah, late in high school.
Yes, slide rules, calculators.
Yeah,
all
we
that
had pencil
stuff.
Sharpeners.
Yes, that's right.
Basically, we're trying to take children who, between the ages of 14 and 18, who are at the point where they're trying to decide what they want to do with their lives, and they love the idea of science, and they're inquisitive, and we expose them to the highest level of scientific and engineering research. They come in to visit our laboratories, and they see people working on Alzheimer's and AIDS and cancer and bone disease and injuries, and they look at the techniques, and they see what we do all day, and it energizes them and excites them, and they choose careers in science.
It has to be mind-blowing. I mean, especially if you have an interest, a baseline interest, to go in and then see people actually doing it, and then, with luck, you see the results that are positive, and you say, wow, this is very cool.
Yes, we train them in how to be safe in a laboratory. We put a white lab coat and gloves on them and safety glasses, and we say, here, see what we're doing? Try it. And they learn how to do scientific research, and they understand what we're asking.
How hard a sell is it for science? Science, math, often thought of as difficult sells because they are they're difficult and they are complicated. Some of us have a scientific mind or a mathematic mind; others do not. So, is it a tough sell?
Absolutely not. Most of the students that we get are aggressively looking for opportunities. They email me, and their teachers and guidance counselors contact Bonnie at the Fox Foundation or myself. And it turns out that more than half of the students we get are female, which is amazing. So the STEM outreach is really working.
Yeah, and that is new because we had a real problem a number of years ago, not all that long ago, with the number of women in science.
Yes. Our graduate students in our Center for Biotechnology are more than half female, and it's a trend that is very welcome and very energizing. And when the students from high school students visit and see women working in the lab, it changes their whole perception. They say, I can do that.
Sure.
It really is a door opening.
What is it? So how does the competition work?
For the Fox Innovation Prize, we have a standing program where we have high school scholars from many schools visit our biotech center every academic year. The Fox Foundation is the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation is supporting a new innovation prize where we have students decide, I'm going to come up with an idea for how to make human life better, something that's feasible that can be done on a small budget and done within a year. And they write a very small essay. And they send them in, and we have a panel of judges that evaluates them blindly, and we choose winners. And there are very generous cash prizes for the student, the high school, and the host laboratory, and they come in and they try to make some sort of progress on their idea in our laboratories.
So there's the cash prize that goes to the recipient, we're presuming for their education.
To whatever they'd like. To,
yes.
They can use it to travel and see a museum. They can use it to buy a book. It's a generous prize, and then their high school teacher gets another amount of money.
That's great. And then, but then really the ultimate prize is to get to go in the lab and try to do it, right?
Yes. It looks good on your college application.
Absolutely. When I was a kid, I was there was a radio station in Philadelphia, KYW News Radio. KYW News Radio 1060.
Okay.
You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. Uh-huh. They had a program, bring in kids who were interested in radio broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I was 14 years old.
Wow.
I went down there. I went through the program. I won a prize, and I never left. Right? You know.
There you were.
And then you never leave.
It clicked.
That's easier than biotechnology. But the point is that once you get them in, then it does click.
Yeah.
You have is this the first year you're doing this?
The Seymour Fox Prize. This is the first year our high school program is in its eighth year. We've had more than 60 children, high school students, go through it. We get thank you letters from college admissions. It's a vibrant program.
And I know that this is somewhat a little bit off the message, but not really, because I think it was important. Obviously, it's important to you and to your institution as well as to the Fox Foundation. And that is, it also spotlights the work that's being done here in the Capital Region. I think that often gets missed. Oh, sure. Yes, there are people working on these very big ideas, but there are people working in this community on those very big ideas.
Yes, I've been living in the Albany region for almost 10 years now. I came from New Jersey, and I am amazed at how we're on the map now with nanotechnology and stem cell science and high tech. It's attracting new professors, and high school students are going to college in the area. They're staying at SUNY Albany. They're staying at RPI. So the region is winning.
Where are we with stem cell? We're not even close to being where we could be, are we?
Well, stem cells are being used by every pharmaceutical company just about to discover new drugs. They're in these high throughput systems where you can check millions of candidates a day and look for new types of drugs, new targets for drugs, because you can take stem cells from a patient with Alzheimer's disease, put them in a dish, and say, how can we stop that disease from happening in these cells? And maybe you can cure Alzheimer's disease. Also, we have treatments going on for blindness in certain retinal diseases, clinical trials. And there are 60 or 70 clinical trials approved by the NIH right now for stem cells. It's a very exciting time. The FDA still has to approve the use of these things in therapy, but there are the induced cells that don't use embryos, so the ethical
right.
conflicts might go away. It's a very exciting time. And Albany, RPI, the Stem Cell Institute, and Rensselaer are helping lead the way.
The deadline for submission of materials for the Seymour Fox Lecture and Prize for Biotechnology Innovation is 5 o'clock on February 1st. So we're talking to the kids, we're talking to the schools, and we're talking to the teachers, the
yes.
science teachers. That's who we're after right now.
Bring them in.
Right. Okay. Bring them in. And we've posted the competition poster on our website at wamc.org/roundtable and the link associated with this interview. Dr. Glenn Monasterski, it is a great pleasure to be with you. Our thanks to you and, of course, to the Seymour Fox Foundation for making all that possible. Great work.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be here.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information by going to our website where we have the link, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.